Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes! Higgity, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Brand new banging, museum quality I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now on today's brand new banging I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Praying for Pablo. Dean's cat, Pablo, is not feeling well. And now the young shooter Dean is not feeling well. Plus, I'm preparing to come to Los Angeles for the week, and I had to go to a Dwayne Reed. Dwayne Reed is like a Rite Aid, a Walgreens here in New York City, and it was true blue hell on earth during the middle of a beautiful spring day. All that and more. Plus, the passing of the great hip-hop icon DJ K Slay. It's a fantastic, fully disruptive I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice, yes. Start this puppy off with something real proper, okay. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real loud and real funky. It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Let's fucking go. Yiggity, yes. Boom. Yiggity, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. The name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Disruptive Warrior. And you are now rocking with the very, very best. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct from Nueva York. The OG, the original Gloom Tomb. Right here in beautiful New York City. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane and keeping your head on a swivel. Left, right, center, and then 180 pivot behind you. I'm feeling good. A little phlegmy today. Been talking all day. Running around New York all day, getting my shit together to get on a plane to come to Los Angeles. I'll be in Los Angeles all week. And then culminating the trip in Irvine, California, Friday and Saturday at the Improv in Irvine, California, 22nd, 23rd. Gotten some DMs from some of you guys. Listeners, and you always say the right thing. You say Dingo, Disruptive Warrior, Sultan of Sniff. Dingo's the most simple. So people have DM'd me. Come to the show. You DM me. I will do my best to meet and greet say what's up to listeners of the Ian Rappaport Stereo Podcast at the Irvine Show, at any show. Next week I'll be in D.C., 28th, 29th, and 30th of April. All tickets, all information is available at michaelrappaportcomedy.com. michaelrappaportcomedy.kizom. But I'm excited to come to Los Angeles. You know, I don't miss... It's been a year since I moved full-time to New York. Got the fuck out of Los Angeles. I don't miss Los Angeles. I miss my friends out there. But I don't miss Los Angeles itself. I don't think about going to Runyon Canyon, seeing these people take pictures of themselves while they run up and down Runyon Canyon every day. I don't miss the smell of dog shit at Runyon Canyon. You know, my neighborhood, my areas have turned into Iraq. You know, where I tend to hang out. It's like, talk about keep your head on a swivel. La Brea, Fairfax, Highland, Vine, Beverly Hills, you know, these areas. You got to be careful now. I'm concerned about some of my favorite restaurants getting, you know, ran up on. I don't give anybody big ideas. You know, they're running up on people left and right in Los Angeles, smashing grabs, jumping out of cars, beating up women. You know, I miss my restaurants because it's familiarity. There's not like some incredible food that they have in Los Angeles that I can't get in New York City. No. You know, there's my taco spot, Teddy's. That's my Latin accent. Teddy's on Melrose. Homemade Mexican food, T-E-R-E-S. You probably couldn't get that right with my Latin accent. I love that place. They got the best horchata I've ever had in my life. It's probably filled to the fucking brim with sugar. That's why it sticks out in my head. But the tacos are good. The burritos are good. The guacamole is good. The salsa, it's all homemade. It's a small joint. Terry's Restaurant on, I believe it's between, it's off of Vine and Highland on Melrose. Great Mexican food. The best Mexican food that I could recommend in Los Angeles, in my humble opinion. Now, I'm sure people will argue, oh, there's this place. Oh, there's that place. That's fine. You could go to this place and that place, and I'm sure they're great. Listen, I'm not a connoisseur of Mexican food. But living in Los Angeles, it is a thing. My favorite place to get like a fish burrito, they got their, the fuck are they called? I don't know. I haven't been there in a minute. But the burritos and the, what the fuck are those things called? I can't remember, but it's good. Terry's Restaurant. If you're in Los Angeles, you want some, it's not even a restaurant. It's a joint. It's not like someplace you got to get, you could go in there and fucking flip-flops it's like that kind of shit. It's not like a restaurant. I'm sure plenty of people are going to DM me saying, whoa, you didn't mention fucking Juan's Tacos or, you know, Tommy's Tacos or, you know, Rodriguez and Family Sons. I don't know. I'm just telling you that my place, and I like good food. I'm not driving an hour and 15 minutes to get tacos. Understand? I'm not driving an hour and 15 minutes to get a slice. I'm not going out to, you know, Bensonhurst, which is, that's a hike, to get a slice of pizza out in, if I'm in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, and I'm at the, you know, the infamous Bensonhurst pizza place, whatever that may be, and there ain't a line, I'll get the slice of pizza. But I'm not one of these lunatics who will go through hell and high water, wait on lines to get a slice, get a taco, or even a California roll. That's just not my thing. I like my Rappaport privilege, cutting lines. I like to go get lunch at 12 before people show up for the 12:30, 12:45, 1 p.m. lunch rush. I don't want to be in there with anybody. I don't want to haggle with anybody. I want to get the fuck in, get the fuck out. You know, I like my Moro's Cafe. Huh? I like my Sugarfishes. I love Sugarfish sushi. I got a couple of other joint spots. Okay? I miss those things. But like I said, none of those places cannot be replaced and are not replaced right here in New York City, the greatest city in the world. No disrespect to Los Angeles. But I'll get to see my friends. I'll get to see my people. See the Dust Brothers, Bleach Brothers, respectfully. Jordan Winter, Miles Davis. Get to see some of the captains. Captain Picks. We're winning. We're doing really good at Captain Picks. I told you. You don't have to just play with the sports that you love. That fucking lacrosse. Soccer. There's money to be made. Basketball, of course. NHL. We do it all. I don't know if there's like Frisbee. Is there professional Frisbee? If there's professional Frisbee, we'll get into professional Frisbee also. CaptainPicks.com. But NBA is popping. Major League Baseball's popping. Soccer. Worldwide. Biggity popping. Okay? Do it all at CaptainPicks.com. Trust me. Listen, people want to fuck with these NFTs. You want to fuck with Bitcoins? Personally, if you're doing an educated, smart, emotionless, listen, if you're gonna get involved with sports, gambling, betting, you need to be emotionless. I don't give a fuck who your favorite player is. All right? Just like there's no feelings in fantasy football. Who cares about you? You got to bet against your team or find another game to bet on. But you give me 5 G's. Based on what I know at 52 years old, I'd rather gamble on sports with the captains at Captain's Picks than on these NFTs, these fucking Bitcoins. I told you, I was down in Miami. I did that show. They had to pay some of my money in Bitcoins. Fuck is that shit? I put money in Bitcoins a year ago with somebody who knows Bitcoins. You know how much money I made? $90. Huh. Are you fucking kidding me? $90. I got to pay taxes on the $90 that I spent, let's say, $7,500. I put $7,500 in the Bitcoin last year, and a guy who's handling is supposed to be a Bitcoin expert, and I made $90. The fuck am I going to do with that? And I got to pay taxes on it. I made nothing. It's like the stock market. Stock market is better. I know you're probably like, yo, Mike, but my cousin, Ian, he put in the Bitcoins and he made that bullshit. I'm not saying some people, maybe your cousin Ian did make some money on the Bitcoin. I'm not saying he didn't. But I've yet to fucking meet some. Listen, I can't argue about the Bitcoin. Okay. But you need a full-time person doing it. Point is, based on what I know and what I've seen, and you guys know, I'm not a big fucking dick-swinging gambler. I'm a conservative Jew from Manhattan. But if I had $5,000 and I had to take that $5,000 today, and I had a chance to either play the stock market. No, forget the stock market, okay? Because the stock market is different. Stock market is a real thing. It drives you nuts, but it's a real thing. Unpredictable, but a real thing. But if I had the $5,000 today, and I said, I'm going to bet it on, and I had a year, and I get to either put it all the way in Bitcoin, NFTs, or sports gambling, and I had the captains at Captain Picks guiding me. The sports for sure. For sure. Now, there's no guarantees, but our percentages are pretty strong. I would give it to the captains at Captain's Picks. I would sign up to captains at I would do sports gambling before I did fucking Bitcoin and NFTs. What am I going to do with these stupid NFTs? Oh, you own a piece of art. Well, do you send it to me? No. Do I get a print? No. Well, what do I get out of it? You own it. But I don't have it in my house. It doesn't matter. The fuck out of here. I bet on the Golden State Warriors beating the Denver Nuggets the other night. I did better than I did with that Bitcoin all last year. That's all I'm saying. Put $7,500 into Bitcoin. I made $90. I got to pay taxes on the $90. Fuck out of here. I am Rappaport
Podcast. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
The young shooter once again was supposed to be on the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, but his cat, the Brad Pitt of cats, Pablo the cat, was in emergency surgery. Okay, so Pablo's recovering now, but the young shooter ain't, huh? This sent him into a tailspin. Now, I know how the young shooter is about his cat, Pablo. I know how people are about their pets. Me with the Wheezy. Okay? I don't make fun of it, but I do make fun of the young shooter. But we need to send a speedy recovery to Pablo. And now, because he was so stressed out, a speedy recovery to the young shooter. He's all dinged up. All dinged up. So if you want to DM me and tag the young shooter, wishing Pablo a speedy recovery, I'm sure that he would appreciate it. That fuck was supposed to be on the podcast. Who knows when I'm going to see him next? I'm going to see him in LA. Hopefully, maybe. Who the fuck? There's always something with the shooter. You know, I had to go to Dwayne Reed. Or was it a Rite Aid? It doesn't make a difference. Dwayne Reed, Rite Aid,
Walgreens to get some toiletries, you know, some lotion, some toothpaste, some facial cleanser for my trip to Los Angeles, my big trip, because when you travel, you need that toiletry bag to be on point. You need all and everything in that bag. It's like a team effort. When you open up that toiletry bag and you're in God knows where, Tampa Bay, fucking who knows, Spokane, anywhere. You open up that toiletry bag and one thing isn't there, it throws the whole trip off. The best thing about being on the road and not having something in your toiletry bag is you get to avoid a Rite Aid, Walgreens, or Duane Reade in New York City. I don't know where you guys live. Shout out to the Iron Rapaport Stereo Podcast, Rapapack Worldwide and abroad. Worldwide and abroad. But in the United States of America, going into a Walgreens, a Duane Reade, and a Rite Aid, it can't be any worse than it is right here in New York City. I went into this drugstore today, Duane Reade. Same shit. I don't know if they have them everywhere. First of all, they're out of stock of everything. I wanted to get my wife a goodbye gift before I go away for 4 days. She likes gummy bears. She's like a meth head with her gummy bears. So I said to myself, I'm going to get her some gummy bears before I leave town because that way she doesn't have to share them with me. Because God forbid she gets herself some gummy bears and or jelly beans and I'm there. And this is a very loving, giving, generous person, my wife. But when it comes to candy, peanut butter cups, jelly beans, gummy bears, it's like a fucking meth head. Like some low down, dirty, teeth missing meth head. She not coming. It's like a fucking zombie. It's like a person who just got out of prison. She not sharing them. She don't want to share them. If she does have to share them, it's resentment. It's evil eye. It's fucking turned up. She's divvying them up. She's, God forbid, there's 15 gummy bears and I get 8 and she gets 7. This is like potential physical violence. Straight up and down. Everything else generous to a fault. But primarily those three candies, peanut butter cups, jelly beans, and gummy bears. Yo, on some crackhead shit. Some Samuel Jackson jungle fever crackhead shit. She fucking steal it, take it from me, smoke the fucking, sell the TV, sell the jewelry, sell the bags, sell the fucking kids, sell the fucking, talk about a pet, forget the pet. I need them goddamn gummy bears. I need them goddamn jelly beans. I don't know what happened to the fucking dog. I smoked the goddamn dog. So I go into this Duane Reade. They got one bag of gummy, two bags of gummy bears left. The family size joints. The normal size ones, which I wanted to get her and she would prefer, they were out. Everything's out of stock. Everything's out of stock. They only had two bags of family size gummy bears. No jelly beans. They had their own kind of candies in there. No, I don't want that. I don't want the Duane Reade brand of candy. I don't want Duane Reade brand of anything. I want the Haribo gummy bears. And I want the Jelly Belly jelly beans. Unless you're going into one of these fancy, like, you know, Whole Foods or one of them. They got these other kind of jelly beans. It doesn't matter. I don't want Rite Aid jelly beans. The only thing Rite Aid has that's good, that's made from Rite Aid, is the Rite Aid ice cream. Don't sleep on Rite Aid ice cream. But they got no bears, gummy bears. They didn't have the jelly beans. They got like fucking, you know, only Diet Coke, but no, it was like a goddamn, like the place had been ransacked, but it hadn't. It's fully functioned. It's right here on the Upper East Side.
So I need to go, I need to get masks because you can't fly without masks. And I don't just fly with one mask. I fly with like 20 masks each flight because I sniff in it, snorting it, coughing it. You got to change the mask. If you're wearing the cloth mask, you got to change the mask at least every hour, especially when you're on a plane. I'm the inflamed Ashkenazi, the Sultan of Sniff. What do you think's going on underneath that mask? Plus, you don't want your mask smelling like shit. Adds to mask breath. Anyway, I needed to get the masks. Okay, that was the only thing that I got that was not locked up in the little plastic compartments where you need to ask one of the floor workers. They're all sweet kids in there. There's a sweet kid in there today. I said, how old are you? I'm 22, sir. Call me fucking sir. I said, the name's Mike. You can call me Mike Rapp. Fucking sir me. So, okay, he's laughing. Don't sir me. He knew who I was, very sweet. I go, my man, can you help me out here? He goes, yeah, just let me know when you need me. Okay. So I'm walking around, toothpaste all locked up. Batteries locked up. Lotion locked up. Shampoo locked up. I said, well, let me just get the mini sizes. Barely any mini sizes. I wound up getting this girl, not my guy who called me sir. I said, excuse me, miss, what do you call a 19, 20, 22, 23-year-old worker? Do you say miss, ma'am? I don't even know what to say. I'm so uneducated. It's painful. Because me calling her miss is probably like homeboy calling me sir. She's probably like, I'm not a miss. I'm fucking 19. I'm not a fucking librarian. I said, can you help me? Can you stay with me? She goes, what do you need? I go, I'm sure this is a pain in the ass. And I'm nice. You're dealing with these Upper East Side, Manhattan, fucking batshit crazy people, miserable. They're people coming in there with their four kids. I don't know why people keep having kids. And if you have one, why would you want four? They got them, they're hanging off the stroller, they're hanging off of you. It's just miserable existence. It's too many kids, too many people in the world. As it is, I said, but please, I'm going to be nice. If I could tip, you know what? That's how you get these people to help you. You tip them. You give them a five spot. So you hang out with me for 10 minutes. I need Band-Aids. They got to open up every single compartment, every single toothpaste, lotion, shampoo, all your medical stuff, your nasal spray, your Afrin, your nose strips. Yeah. It's all locked up there now. Because why? Because these animals come in there and they pillage the fucking joint. So now these poor kids that work on the spot, they have to be horrendous. Because while my girl was working with me, some old bag of shit, this old lady, this bag of bones, she goes, excuse me, miss, can you call? I said, net. We're getting some Aveeno. We're getting some face wipes. And then we're getting some toothpaste. And when the young lady's done, you could, excuse me, I'm working with her now. Every compartment is locked up in there. It's so miserable. It's so, they got the baggies, the Trojans. I just noticed that. I was thinking, if you're a guy in a Duane Reade, and you want to get yourself fucking condoms and some motion lotion, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Aveeno. I'm talking about some motion lotion. And some, you know, who knows, anal lube. You got to ask somebody for help now. So you have to be embarrassed, not once, but twice, because you got to get somebody to open up the compartment. They're standing there where you're looking at, well, should I get this motion lotion? Should I get that motion lotion? I want to get a 12-pack of this. And then you got to bring it up to the front for somebody else to look at you like, yo, what the fuck is you doing with, like, I mean, Duane Reade, these places should go out of business because I was so close to leaving, but I was like, I'm in here. Just get it all and get two of each. God bless the fact that I could afford two of each. I don't want to come back. And then you want to shit on my man, what's his name? Bezos, Jay Biggity, Jeffrey Bezos, for what he created at Amazon.com.
I'd rather order it all, the toothpaste, the lotion, not the motion lotion, the nasal strips, the batteries. I'd rather order it all than have to go back into one of these hell holes ever again. Brutal in these fucking hell holes. I am Rappaport
Podcast. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hip-hop icon, a true pillar of hip-hop, somebody who just eat, drank, slept, dedicated his whole life to hip-hop, loving it, who I had the pleasure of interviewing on the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. DJ K Slay, the street sweeper, Desi Dez, passed away after a four-month battle with COVID-19. I mean, I really hope you guys listened to the episode where we had K Slay on, because it was a great episode. He had did The 100 MCs, it's not even a song. It's like 100 MCs, like something that should be in a museum, where he had 100 MCs rhyme. Everybody was on it with K Slay. Everybody and anybody. And I got to talk to him about that. Rolling 110 deep, rolling 50 deep is what it was actually called by DJ K Slay. And it was just awesome to talk to him. And like I said, when I interviewed him, I mean, if you know anything about hip hop or somebody who truly is just was beloved by hip hop and who just loved everything about the true culture, the essence of all things hip hop, it was DJ K Slay. I'm going to play a quick clip from the interview with him. DJ K Slay, who just passed away after a four-month fight with COVID-19. Did you ever think that hip-hop to quote the great Biggie Smalls, would take it this far. Did you ever think that you would still be a part of hip-hop? You would still be making music? That you would still be making your living off of hip-hop, DJing, and the elements that were obviously so important to you as a kid and still are important today? Did you ever imagine that you'd be still doing this so many years later?
I never thought it would. And, you know, that's why some people, I don't even get the time of day when it comes down to debates and so on and so forth. When I tell them, I said, y'all hold hip hop under the rap element. And it's really a whole lot more, but because graffiti, the breakdancing, having knowledge of self, kind of in the overall hip hop world doesn't get that attention, y'all just eliminated it. And I'm of all of elements, you know what I'm saying? So it was just being able to do something that day, whether it was throwing on some old clothes or going to the train yard, was it throwing on our t-shirts with our name or sweatshirts to go battle another crew in the block, whether it was studying the 120, 1 to 25% of lessons, or bringing our equipment out just to have the girls come around and clout in our neighborhood. So that's all it was. Nobody knew it was going to be this big $1 billion. It's because that's not what it was about for us. Hip-hop is a culture, and culture is a way of life. And that was just our way of life and living day to day.
It's episode 835. And like I said, he just was excellent, you know, and excellent to talk to. And if you've never seen the documentary Style Wars, it's a must watch. I don't care if you like hip-hop. I don't care if you could give two shits about hip-hop. It's a fantastic documentary about a New York that doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't look like it anymore. Doesn't smell like it anymore. It's about hip-hop. It's about graffiti. It's about these young kids in the Boogie Down Bronx in the very early 80s trying to find their way. And Kay Slay, who was a famous graffiti artist when he was a teenager, 14, 15, 16 years old, named Dez, he's in Star Wars, Rocksteady Crew. It's just a great film, a great piece of art, a great, fun, tripped out documentary, and it's beautiful to watch. You could, and you should definitely check out Style Wars if you've never watched it, or if you've watched it, rewatch it. And if you've seen so much love, so many people have given tributes, Fat Joe, I mean, everybody, anybody that's true blue hip hop came across Kay Slay. That's how he's able to get 100 plus MCs on the piece that he did, 100 MCs rolling 110 deep. Because if Kay Slay hit you to come, you would do it on the muscle. Because he did so much for so many people with his mixtapes and just his involvement and love of hip-hop. So, you know, I'm sure it's a big loss to his family. I know it's a big loss to all his friends, and it's a big loss to hip-hop, the passing of the street sweeper, the great DJ Kay Slay. What else is going on? They got Coachella's in full effect. And they got the Billie Eilish. She's out there. I like Billie Eilish. And they got this Harry Styles. More people went to go see Harry Styles than went to go see anybody else. And I'm looking at this fucking guy, Harry Styles, and I'm like, what are your styles, homie? Like, we know you're like trying to be like, oh, you're weird, you're wacky, you want to wear dresses and fucking, but you got these dumb tattoos, this scribble scrabble tattoos all over your body. And I'm just thinking, I'm looking at his songs and I'm like, does he write the songs? Like, well, he's cute. That's it. But I think Harry Styles is like 26, 27. I don't know. I could give a fuck. I'm so just, you know how much of a hassle it is to get to Coachella? The amount of money you have to spend and the traffic and the dirt and the dust and the money, and it's like $20 for a bottle of water. And it's an all-day event. And the people.
I get if you're like up close or backstage, but if you're standing 100 yards away from this yo-yo Harry Styles where he's up there singing this shit, is it really worth it? Obviously, for the majority of the world, it's really worth it. I'm just thinking to myself, I wouldn't do that for anybody. I wouldn't go there with a fucking VIP. I don't care if you flew me in on a helicopter and dropped me on the middle of the stage. I don't ever want to see Harry Styles performing. No disrespect to Billie Eilish, but who goes to these things? Kids. I know kids. My sons, when they were a little bit younger, they would go. Fortunately, I never had to be the chaperone. Thank God. I wouldn't have made it out there alive. But is his name even Styles? Harry Styles? Is that his God-given name, Harry Styles? I don't get this guy. Billie Eilish, I get. She could sing. Very emotional in her songs. Great voice. Her songs have a maturity and a weight to them. I hear her sing. I'm like, this fucking girl's got talent. Harry Styles, I mean, this guy's a fucking goofball with bad tattoos. Anyway, I'm done. Probably get myself in trouble. What is his band called? His band of fans. The Stylers. They're going to come after me, these little shits. Done. Came, saw, disrupted. Miles Jordan. Let's end this puppy with something real nice. Yes. End this puppy with something real proper. Okay. But most importantly, end this Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast with something real loud and real funky. Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. I'm out.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.